Hi friends, this is Kumar Swami Santosh and welcome to my podcast. And in this particular episode, I'm going to be talking about how we can use telephone sales in a proper way. So, and especially for a digital based business model, a digital based entrepreneur or an online entrepreneur, they spend so much effort and so much money on lots of tools. Like for example, hosting a website and, you know, creating the particular website, landing page builders and, designing and marketing material softwares, and then advertisement cost, employee cost, and then the cost of running the business itself. So like there are so many costs involved in this particular business model, and the reason that people do all these things is they expect it to give a return on this particular stuff that they do, right? So that is the reason that people put out so much of effort and so much of pain into the stuff that they're really creating. And it's not just for a traditional based business model. In any kind of a business model, people who do that business expect lots of sales in return. And when it comes to a digital based business model, most entrepreneurs and most let's say newbie or like digital marketers feel that they can just start earning money just from advertisement alone. So they think that they can run an advertisement and hope people will respond to that advertisement, and then they can get some kind of a sale, and then they can sustain their business model. So this particular strategy might work initially for first, let's say, couple of months, but when you're scaling up, depending upon this particular strategy alone will not benefit you. You need to find other methods and other strategies which will help you to scale your business model to the next level. And one of the major strategies, or let's say core principles, that you should build your business model around is to have proper telephone sales process in place. So telephone sales, people might think that it's an old kind of a sales process and it doesn't work anymore. People do not know how to sell on the telephone, and people will not buy just from interacting with the salesperson on the telephone. So all these things are myths. All these things are negative like impressions and negative thought processes of people who have not experienced the power of telephone sales to the fullest. And as a digital marketer, and I have worked with top digital marketers in India, and I have implemented telephone sales strategies and techniques in these business models, and I figured out that the revenue that they generate from telephone sales is much bigger than the revenue that they generate from running advertisements. Okay, so the returns that they get from advertisements alone compromises somewhere about 30 to 40%, but the sales that they generate through telephone gives them the 60% of the revenue every month. Okay, so we cannot afford to neglect telephone sales in our business process. And as I said, if you want to take your business to the next level, you need to properly understand the nuances of telephone sales, how to make telephone sales, how to connect with your prospects and customers on a telephone sales, and how you can properly handle telephone sales. Okay, and telephone sales is like just like any other skill set. You, for example, if you're learning to drive a car, if you're learning to swim, or if you're learning how to paint and play an instrument of music or something like that, initially when you're starting off, it might, let's say, be hard for you. You might not be able to figure out how to handle all these, let's say, instruments and technologies that you are trying to get familiar with. But as the days goes by, definitely it will become easy for you, and you'll be handling it with much better ease. Similarly, when it comes to the skill of learning telephone sales, the same principle applies over here. And telephone sales is just like any other skill set that you can master, that you can learn, and that you can implement in a business model. It's not something difficult. You just have to practice each and every day the right processes and the right methods of communicating on the telephone, and eventually it will make you become one of the, let's say, best salespeople you have ever known in your life. Okay, so for that, you need practice and patience. Just like any other skill set, you need practice and patience, and you cannot expect results to happen magically within, let's say, a day or overnight. It is going to take some time for you to get familiar with the way you speak on the telephone calls. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to be giving you a small little tip how we can structure a telephone sales call and what you can talk about in your sales calls. So imagine you're a prospect and you want to inquire a particular product or a service in a particular organization. You have some kind of a requirement in your life or in a business model to seek out for a particular product or service, right? So that's the reason you're going to another particular company and inquiring about that particular product that you're interested in. You're not just going to be randomly walking up to a company and inquiring about a product and buying it, unless you have a requirement for that particular product or the benefit that particular product gives, right? So I'll give you an example. So let's say you're an overweight person and you want to lose weight, okay? So only then you will walk up to a gym or see the advertisements of gyms in your neighborhood and then call them up and inquire them about their plans and what are the trainings that they're going to give, what are the pricing options and how to enroll, what kind of customer support they will be giving, what are success stories that they have. So all these things will only happen if you have a particular requirement to lose weight. See, on the other hand, if you're fit, if you're having a six pack, and if you're already a member of another, let's say, cool gym in your neighborhood, you will not sign up for another gym because you already have a requirement that is satisfied, right? So that means a customer will come to a business only if there's a requirement deep within their minds and within their hearts that they want to address to, right? So the same principle applies to the leads and prospects that come into your particular business model. Only if the prospect and the, let's say, the lead that you have generated has a requirement that your product can solve, they will approach you. Okay, so, and you need to understand what their requirement is, what their pain point is, what is the thing that they want to solve in their business and in their lives. So without understanding all these things, if you just walk up to a particular person thinking of them to be a customer or a future customer and start pushing your products, you will not get a sale. Okay, so why I'm saying this is because most amateur salespeople, most amateur digital marketers, entrepreneurs, what they do is they, for the sake of starting a business, they start a business and then they create a product and they start pushing that particular product without even understanding if the product is required by the other person whom they're talking to or whom they're marketing to. Okay, so if you do not understand exactly your target customer, what is the pain point of your target customers, and start pushing your products, you're not going to be generating sales. Okay, so first, the most and the important thing in any business model, it can be a traditional based business model or a digital based business model, is to first understand who your customer is and what their requirement is, and then promote a product in terms of their particular requirement. Okay, so for example, let's take the example of the gym again. So if let's say for a particular gym, there'll be different type of customers. They are not just people who are, let's say, who want to get six packs. You will also have customers who want to lose weight, who want to just be physically fit, like in a small little way. For example, senior citizens above 50 to 60 years old who want to just stay active and not get involved in getting into six packs training or muscular training and all that stuff. So these people want to just stay active and they want to, you know, get a little bit of activity into the everyday life. So you cannot go and promote a, let's say, 6 months muscular transformation program to all those senior citizens, right? So even though your product addresses to multiple audiences, you cannot have the same advertisement or the same sales process and the same sales techniques to all of your customer segments. You need to customize your products and services and your offerings according to the various customer segments that your product caters to. Okay, see, all these things are, you know, it sounds so simple, but when you implement all those things in a business, it'll become very difficult. Okay, so, but you need to put that effort. If you want to take your business to the next level, you need to handle multiple customer segments the right way. You need to market to the multiple customer segments the right way. You need to know what you should talk in your sales calls to multiple segments of your customers in the proper way. So all these things should be customized to your customer segments. Okay, so it cannot be just one single solution for everybody. So please sit down and please think how a particular product or service addresses multiple people, addresses multiple customer segments, and also please think how you should advertise or sell your particular product to multiple customer segments. So if you do not do this, and if you just have one single solution for all your multiple customer segments, and if you push advertisement, one single advertisements for all the customer segments, your product is not going to sell much and you cannot scale your business to the next level. Okay, so this is one small little tip I would love to, you know, leave you with. And in this particular episode, I just want to discuss what kind of mindset you should be having when you're, you know, trying to push a product to the customer segments. Okay, so that's the reason I wanted to talk about this. In my future episodes, I'll be getting more deeper into sales calls, what kind of sales calls you can make, what kind of techniques you should be following in a sales calls, how to close better sales, and I will also be touching upon digital marketing topics and you know, a particular industry, and I'll be covering various categories of topics in my podcast. Okay, so thanks for listening to the particular podcast, guys. I'll see you in another podcast. This is Kumar Swami Santosh signing off. Take care. Bye bye. See you, and I love all of you guys. Bye bye. Take care.